Hey guys, welcome to Everyday Alchemy. I'm your host, Terry. Alongside of me, you will also be hearing from my community and other everyday people just like you, sharing their stories, tools, and magic to help expand your consciousness and alchemize your life. Hey everyone, I am back from my trip to Australia. I got back just a few days ago and I'm so happy to be home again and back at it with this podcast. I really hope that you got use out of the meditation music that I created for you whilst I was away and just, yeah, really got some good practice in meditating without guidance. If you're meditating with music for the first time, you know, without there being any guided words or prompts, then I know how challenging it can be, but remember that practice makes perfect and you really can tap into or unlock some really cool messages or inspiration during your meditations. And yeah, just get a deeper sense of self and connection to your higher self when you do learn to meditate on your own without guidance. So anyway, how are you guys doing with all of this change of energy that is slowly starting to come in? We are now officially in Aries season. So that's actually the start of the astrological new year, so to speak. So it really is a time to plant the seeds for a new story or perhaps even a new life that you've been wanting to create for yourself. You know, Pisces is the omega. It's the end of a long journey through each zodiac sign and energies and lessons that they provoke. And then Aries is the alpha. It symbolizes the rebirth of life. It can remind us that throughout the roller coaster journey that is life, you know, all of the ups and downs, no matter how bad or wrong or things have been, you know, or seem, there is always the opportunity to start anew, to start fresh, you know, from a new perspective or a new level of consciousness that, you know, these ups and downs that you experienced have perhaps illuminated for you. So I am all for these new beginning energies, especially after the new perspectives and the reset that I have had whilst I was in Australia. Now, you guys know that my intention of going back to Australia was to have a rest and a reset, you know, to implement a pattern interruption from the funk that I've been in. And yeah, just to return to my other home after not being able to be there for 3 years due to the COVID lockdowns. I was really looking forward to seeing my family again and just being in my homeland. And it was awesome. I had such a great time. But I also knew that in returning to my other home that I would also be triggered because, well, you know, family. And whilst I was home, you know, I kept thinking of that Ram Dass quote. Oh, what is it? It's like, you know, if you think you're enlightened, then go spend a week with your family. And that so rings true for me. I don't know how it is for you guys. I really love that quote. And, you know, for me, it's been much easier to work on myself and heal and grow and evolve as much as I have by moving away and creating a life that was authentic and in alignment for what it was that I wanted in my life, you know, because that was different to my family. It was different to other people in Australia where I grew up. And, you know, that also meant for me to therefore be away from my family. And so I've grown accustomed to that kind of life, you know, for me. And even though it has definitely been hard at times being so far away from my family and from my roots, it is what I have chosen for my life and it does work for me. And that's all that matters, right? Is when you're honoring yourself and your authenticity and what is right for you and your life and what you're creating. And sometimes removing yourself from people and places that aren't healthy for you or that aren't in alignment with you or the life that you want, you know, sometimes it's necessary. But it also doesn't mean that it's okay to completely avoid certain people or places entirely just because they trigger you and you don't like that emotion. I mean, you know, in some extreme cases, like, you know, if there are highly toxic or dangerous people in your family or if the places or areas that you come from are dangerous, you know, for example, you know, a war-torn country or area, that absolutely it is okay to break free from those places or people and to not go back or not talk to them. You know, not everybody is the same and we all come from different situations and circumstances. But I guess I'm just reminding you that when we avoid feeling certain things, right? Anything that we're avoiding or not acknowledging, when we're polarizing ourselves in this way, it's coming from a fear of some kind. So it's important to remember that. So, you know, therefore, with that knowledge, it's important for your growth and consciousness journey to just simply be aware of this. You know, you don't have to feel bad about it. You don't have to be like, oh no, I'm avoiding this, or I'm avoiding that, and I'm being terrible about it, and I'm not going to consciously evolve. No, none of that narrative. We're just going to be aware of it. Just be honest and truthful with yourself and explore why it is that you feel you need to break free from these places or these people. Explore why it is that you feel triggered. You know, just to become aware of what learned limiting belief or fear is at the root of your trigger. That's all. And it's also a really handy reminder too, whenever you feel triggered by certain areas or people or family, that, you know, we come to Earth with lessons to learn, certain lessons and certain energies to explore. And all too often we will come and make agreements with other souls to come together in a family and to experience certain things together. And so, you know, when you've spent some time away from family and you're feeling good and you're feeling certain and sure and all yourself and feeling authentically aligned, and then you go back and revisit them, you know, you can be triggered from time to time, because that's what we're here to learn. Our souls came here together to help each other to expand and learn and evolve our consciousness. So this is all too often why it is we can continue to feel triggered by family throughout our entire lives for some people. So anyways, overall, I had a really great time in Australia. The sun, the bush, the beach, the food, the people, and the connections were exactly what I needed. But even within the first week of me being there, I was definitely triggered. So when that happened, I took the day for myself and I went to the beach to kind of just reset in the sun and the surf. And it was that day when I was at the beach just deeply thinking about all the change that I'd been in. So yeah, I was deep in meditation about everything when I noticed this guy walking along the beach, just smiling to himself and just radiating light energy. Like, I saw him, and from time to time I can actually see auras in people and energy in people, and I could see the light just coming off of his aura. And I just thought to myself, wow, like, look at this light worker. Look how happy he is, just, you know, being his true self and just in his element. And I don't know, I felt like a creep, but I was just looking at this guy thinking, this is awesome. I was just really enjoying, like, I don't know, his light energy. But it was then that he looked over at me and started walking towards me. And he came right up to me and he said, excuse me, do you mind if I join you? My intuition told me to come and have a chat. And I just laughed inside and I said to myself, okay, universe, you know, what message do you have for me through this person? So it turns out that he was from Brazil and he had been living in Sydney whilst going to school and had come to the Victorian beaches to visit his family. And he'd seen me and just had the feeling that he should come and chat. So we ended up hanging out at the beach for hours and had the most beautiful conversation that just, I don't know, it really just lit up my soul. And he too was also a deep thinker and was really passionate and creative and was very much into spirituality and conscious evolution. And anyways, he had some powerful messages for me that reminded me that I had returned to Australia to revisit the theme of connection. Not only connection with family and friends after the roller coaster a few years of COVID, but also reconnecting to myself, my true and authentic self, and to just keep going on our true paths for the both of us, no matter how disconnecting the world has been or can feel at times. And so, yeah, we both agreed that our conversation was just the connection that we both needed. Now, his name was, now I apologize if I am not saying this correctly, but it was a Brazilian name, Aecio. And when I asked him what his name meant, he replied that it meant eagle. And so I smiled at that because, as you guys know, my current spirit animal is the eagle. So I told him this and he replied, "Well, your eagle has decided to come in human form and give you these messages." And what was also synchronistic was that when it was time for me to go back to my brother's place that I was staying at, it turned out that he was actually staying at his uncle and auntie's house, who lived only a few doors down from my brother. And so later on, he ended up dropping me off a present, just some really cool like Brazilian cocoa beans. And he'd written a beautiful note with a poem in it. And so I wanted to share a bit of that poem and that light code with you all now. "Your river of love washed me in wonder and filled in me a greater drive to keep cruising through the sea of wonders, sewing stories in simple lines. You are bliss and fuel for us, who powers reason through loving lives. You bring clarity to many wanderers, for you are beautiful inside." And I love that he has written beautiful insights, like as in through beautiful insights that were shared, but also he meant beautiful inside. So I wanted to share that with you as that poem is also for you guys. That light energy and that light code is for you listeners too. As through quantum entanglement, we are all connected to and are part of this joint energy and experience together. So just a nice little reminder of the connection that we all share together. And now it was also written on a card with a type of flower on it titled acanthus. And when I looked up the meaning of this flower, it read, "The acanthus is rich in symbolism and has long been associated with the notion of rebirth." So I just thought that that was very poignant too, especially with the current energies that I am in and that we are all in. So with that message, I made it a point to remind myself of this notion of connection. And I carried that intention throughout the whole trip or visit home to Australia. And you know, as disconnected as I had once felt most recently, you know, disconnected from my feelings, disconnected from things and changes and the recent moves I've made, you know, in my life in Canada, to even how, you know, disconnected I felt back in Australia years ago when I lived there permanently before I moved to Canada. You know, I really felt disconnected then, like really disconnected from my true sense of self and disconnected from my family, disconnected from the jobs I was working, the places I was living, the friends that I had. You know, there had been throughout my life just so much disconnection. And I could see now that I really did have a renewed sense of connection and rebirth. So as the weeks unfolded and as the dramas in my family continued to trigger me from time to time, I simply just focused on this message of connection and rebirth. And it was from that place that I was also able to listen more, listen to myself, listen to others. I was also able to see the bigger picture. I was able to more easily see the fears and pain within each person, you know, that was projecting things and in which had triggered me. I was also able to see how this pain or fear or the limiting beliefs just all wanted to be outed. You know, they just wanted to be heard and seen and acknowledged. You know, anytime anyone's projecting anything that comes from fear or pain, think about that. They're wanting it to be outed. It wants to be out there to be seen and heard. So that's what we're to do. And so that's what I did. I saw it. I heard it. I felt it all. I acknowledged it. But I didn't own any of it. There's a big difference there. Just because you feel it doesn't mean you have to own it, right? And so I was able to see the old patterns of mine, you know, of being the peacemaker, the voice of reason, the listening ear, the advice giver, the one who feels they need to bring everyone together or make others feel okay or happy or safe. You know, just be that bridge for others who are in pain and that want peace. And I saw so clearly how it was that, you know, I can instantly fall back into that role that I'd once unconsciously adopted, you know, many years ago. and how I learned to do that as a survival mechanism as a child, right? Like I learned to do that or be that person for others at the expense or sacrifice of what I actually needed in that moment. And I could also clearly see how that was not being of service to others. You know, me constantly being that person, falling into that pattern, I was then denying the other person or denying the people that opportunity to create that peace or embody that awareness for themselves. And so for the first time with my family, I found myself voicing and expressing my boundaries, what my needs were and are, and how I was just not in the right space right now to be that of what they needed or what they expected or what they're used to me being. You know, that when I'm feeling up for it or when it feels right for me, that then and only then I will help to be of service with advice or whatever's needed at the time. So that's something that I'm pretty good at doing, like with other people, like not family, but with family, I find it extremely challenging to express my boundaries in that way. But I don't know, like it just was so clear. It was like, oh, this is what I need to do. And actually, I'm not in the right space for this right now. And I don't know, just not falling back into that old pattern just seems so clear. And it was then too that I found myself connecting with others in a new way. I became more conscious of the individual connections that I have with each of my family members and friends, and just made it a point to really be in that here and now moment with each person, you know, as we shared our time together or had conversations together or shared common interests together. I also found myself being a little more open and vulnerable too, which is something that I never really felt that comfortable doing with my family. You know, I had a new perspective. I could clearly see how my old fears and limiting beliefs of not being heard and seen or not feeling enough is actually deeply ingrained in my entire family. And that this limiting belief that I had learned to adopt growing up is not me. It's not mine. It's not true whatsoever. And so in really seeing all of that, I started to feel more creatively inspired and motivated to start this new phase in life that I'm in. And I felt reconnected, you know, with my family. I really did. I saw them in a whole new light than before. And I was just overwhelmed with how proud I was of all of them, of the journeys that they were all each and individually going through and had gone through, you know, of what they'd created for themselves and how they were much closer to living a life of authenticity than they'd ever been before. And I could see that within each one of them. So yeah, just feeling really stoked for everyone. And I also felt reconnected with myself, you know, my true self, with what I have created for myself, you know, the life and lifestyle that I've created and continue to create, even if it is on the other side of the world, you know, even if it hasn't followed any of the societal norms or expectations. It has been and is a life that is true and authentic to me and what I need and what I want. And that is something that I felt more grateful for than ever before. And so, yeah, with all of this awareness and feelings, all these feel-good moments, before I knew it, I was itching to get back home, you know, to my other home here in the mountains. So here I am, back at it with the podcast and ready to share and continue to be open with you listeners. And I really wanted to say, too, that there really is great strength in choosing to be vulnerable with others, in opening up and showing your pain and showing your struggles to others, whether it's a close friend or to a complete stranger or a therapist or with lots of other people. You know, there's really an element of bravery that we face when we choose to be vulnerable. For we're essentially facing the fears of, you know, possibly being ridiculed, judged, or rejected in some way if we be open and be vulnerable with others, right? But when we face these fears, we do so with the awareness in mind that any judgment, rejection, or ridicule from others or another person, well, it's not ours to own. It's simply just a reaction that comes from them, and it's their own insecurities or fears that they're projecting. It's not because you were open and vulnerable. It's not because you were crying or because you're upset or you're not happy and are expressing it. People's reactions or judgments or whatever it is they're projecting at you that doesn't come from love is coming from their own fears, and it's not about you. So therefore, it's not ours to accept or own, even if it is projected at us. You know, just because it's projected at us doesn't mean that we have to therefore accept it or own it. And you know, when we become more aware of this, or we remind ourselves of this and embody this in the moment, then it makes it more easier to be more vulnerable, to express yourself. And when we do this, you know, it doesn't mean that others won't project back or won't reject you, right? In fact, many probably will. And that's one thing I think many of us learned throughout COVID in the last 3 years, that we cannot control how others act or react. You know, just because we choose to brave up and be vulnerable and express our needs doesn't mean that therefore everyone's just going to accept them and come back at you with all peace and love. We know that. We know that's not true. So therefore, it's your responsibility to know that you cannot control how other people act or react to anything. It is your responsibility, however, to choose to feel empowered in the knowing that you don't have to accept or own whatever is being projected at you. That's their reaction that's coming from their own fears and their own limiting beliefs, not yours. And it's okay to feel, right? Like when people project or react from their fears or limiting beliefs at you, you'll probably feel it. And that's okay to feel. It's okay to feel upset by the other person's reaction or projections. But remember that that feeling is just an emotion. It's just energy in motion. It isn't you. It isn't who you are. Just because you feel something doesn't mean then that feeling is therefore who you are. It's just an emotion. It's just a little alarm that's going off, that's letting you know that a fear or limiting belief of yours has been triggered. It's the perfect mechanism to help you to become more conscious, right? Your emotions and your feelings, although they're really intense and you feel them inside your body, we can mistake that feeling and accept it as being who we are because we feel it inside of us. The feeling you feel is not who you actually are. The feeling you feel and the story or the narrative that you run over and over in your mind because of that feeling that you feel, the story that you tell yourself, it's not who you are. It's not true. That narrative is just a limiting belief and a fear that was once learnt in childhood. And you are so used to telling yourself that narrative that you therefore then accept it to be true. Oh, look, I'm feeling this feeling again. Oh, it means that I'm not good enough. Oh, look, they didn't hear me. I'm not heard. I'm not seen. That's a narrative. That narrative is attached to the emotion you feel. And you might have been so used to believing it your whole life that you just automatically accept it to be true. But it's not. It's not true. It's just an emotion. It's just an emotion telling you that you have a limiting belief or fear that's not true and that you need to be conscious of it. That's all. So we know that we cannot control how other people react to us, you know, to the truth that we express, but we can control how we choose to react to their projection. We can choose to not own any of their pain or reactions that may have triggered us. We can feel it and we can use that feeling to acknowledge what limiting belief we have, and then we can choose to not own any of it. Or just simply decide, you know what, it's not true. And now remember that doing this takes practice. It's not just one time and then you're done, right? It's a process. It's a perspective or paradigm shift. It's a lifestyle shift. You have to implement this awareness every single time you're triggered. So the more that we learn to face our pain and our fears, the more that we learn to acknowledge and not avoid the things that trigger us to feel sad, mad, angry, or anxious, then the more we heal, grow, and evolve. Not just individually, but collectively, together. So the more of us who do this work on our individual selves, then the more of us who then connect with others and share our journeys and share our pain and share our vulnerabilities and share in our processes and how we learnt to grow, then the more that others will be inspired to do so too. And this is how humanity heals. This is how humanity evolves, so that we create a world from this new, more integrated and balanced energy. And remember that we create our reality and lives and everything in the entire world from our core energies, right? So the more of us who integrate our pain, our shadows, our limiting beliefs and fears, the more of us who choose to emotionally and consciously evolve, then there will be more of us that will then collectively create, so manifest, a more balanced and integrated world. A world where we create from our light, our authenticity, our passions, our loves, what lights us up, as opposed to our unconscious fears and limiting beliefs. So this is how all of us can actually make a difference in this world. How it is that we can, at any time we decide, actually be the change that we want to see in the world. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening in. It really is great to be back and to share these messages I am so passionate about. If you enjoyed today's episode, please make sure to share it with anyone else that you intuitively feel called to share it with. You can head to the links in my show notes to sign up for my weekly newsletter, or you can also follow me on my Instagram at @myeverydayalchemy. Have an awesome week, everyone. Bye. Well, that's it for today, guys. And if you like today's episode, please like and follow us on our socials. Share this podcast with friends, and why not leave this podcast a review? Oh, and hang out next for a minute if you want some high vibe laughs. Oh, I'm really sorry. This one is so stupid, but it's so fitting for the podcast. What do you call a kangaroo that is a dead set genius? A quantum leap. Oh, it's so bad. I'm so sorry.